The Supreme Court heard oral arguments for more than 2.5 hours in a lawsuit that could determine the fate of President Donald Trump's tariffs. Trump has claimed broad power to impose tariffs on imports from other countries under a law called IEEPA, a law that gives the president power to regulate international commerce after declaring a national emergency. Solicitor General John Sauer argued the case for the Trump administration.
IEEPA confers major powers to address major problems on the president, who is perhaps the most major actor in the realm of foreign affairs. And the non-delegation doctrine casts no doubt on IEEPA because Congress may assign the president broad authority regarding the conduct of foreign affairs, where he enjoys his own inherent Article II powers.
The administration's arguments drew heated questioning from the justices, both conservative and liberal. Among them, the Chief Justice John Roberts.
You have a claim source in IEEPA that had never before been used to justify tariffs. No one has argued that it does until this particular case. Congress uses tariffs in other provisions, but not here. And yet, and correct me on this if I'm not right about it, the justification is being used for a power to impose tariffs on any product from any country for in any amount for any length of time. That seems like, I'm not suggesting it's not there, but it does seem like that's major authority, and the basis for the claim seems to be a misfit.
After the lengthy hearing, lawyer Neil Katyal spoke to reporters. He argued the case on behalf of the private parties, small businesses that sued the Trump administration over the tariffs. He says only Congress has the power to impose tariffs.
This case is not about the president. It's about the presidency. It's not about partisanship. It's about principle. And above all, it's about upholding the majestic separation of powers laced into our Constitution that is the foundation for our government.
Katyal was joined at the news conference by Sarah Albrecht of the Liberty Justice Center. She says the case challenges tariffs that are devastating small businesses.
These unilateral tariffs imposed without congressional authorization are unlawful. IEEPA does not permit the president to issue this kind of sweeping arbitrary tariffs at issue in this case. They're also unconstitutional. Tariffs are taxes. And the Constitution grants taxes to Congress, not the president. Our founders designed a system of separation of powers to prevent exactly this kind of unilateral, lawless action.
In a separate news conference, Senate Democrats joined small business owners to discuss the hearing. Democrat Peter Welch is a senator from Vermont. He says he's urging the Supreme Court to do something simple. Read the Constitution.
The American voters yesterday sent a message to Donald Trump, and that message came from the hills of Pennsylvania. It came from the state of New Jersey and the state, that wonderful state right here, Virginia, with two incredible candidates. It came from the urban center of New York City. And that message to Donald Trump was, dude, you are doing a lousy job. And we are coming at you. And we want this Supreme Court to do really the simplest thing possible, and that is stand up for enforcing the Constitution.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.